Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Bob Soucy. And, Bob, the Patriots rebounded pretty well here at home, getting it done against the Philadelphia Eagles, 42-35. And as Coach Belichick said in the press conference, always good to see a lot of points on the board, a lot of yellow flags, a lot of things went well, a lot of things went wrong, but they get it done.
Yeah, as promised, the officials called just about everything in the secondary, especially in a lot of contact at the line of scrimmage. Legal use of hands to the face seemed like the most repeated phrase from referee John Perry. But that said, as you mentioned, a lot of highlights tonight. I thought all three quarterbacks, Tom Brady, then Jimmy Garoppolo, then Ryan Mallett, certainly shined at various spots. They all moved the offense very well. Brady did have an interception return for a touchdown, but that was really more on his tight end, Steve Mannieri, a newcomer, with some miscommunication. But otherwise, he was Tom Brady.
Right. Certainly the quarterbacks made things interesting. Mallett, a much better night for him. Jimmy Garoppolo, definitely much more comfortable, it seems like. But let's talk about some of the other things. The special teams looked pretty poor tonight, and that's something that I don't think that this team is really used to dealing with. You've got long snapper Tyler Odd in there that I think had a little bit of miscommunication on that blocked punt, but just not a good night for them, really, in general.
No, and you know, especially that's an area that Bill Belichick takes great pride in.
Right.
Cut his teeth as a pro coach on special teams, and the Patriots have traditionally been very strong in that area. But two huge breakdowns, the block punt, as you mentioned, and then a snap through the hands of Ryan Allen, who did recover nicely to boot a rugby-style kick away. It came back because of a penalty, but nonetheless, a lot of work to be done on special teams in particular.
That still won't fly here.
No.
And then on defense, that starting safety spot, we saw Kyle Arrington get that spot on defense, but still a lot of moving parts. Malcolm Butler continues to shine, continues to make plays. He's not going away quietly. Looks like he's trying to make a name for himself on this roster.
No, I think Malcolm Butler's here to stay. Stripped the ball from a receiver, recovered the fumble, he continues to make plays. Regarding the safety position, we saw it in practice this week. A lot of guys moving in and out of the safety spot opposite Devin McCourty. Even Kyle Arrington was out there in game action. Logan Ryan played safety late in the contest. Saw a lot of Nate Ebner late, of course, for the Patriots, and he came away with an interception off a deflection. It's a position still seemingly up for grabs. Teron Harmon seemed to have a beat on it when camp began. He did have an interception tonight, Monday night, made a nice break on the ball, so certainly a check mark in his box.
All right, so as you can see, plenty of storylines to get to, and we will definitely get to that and more next week as the Patriots get ready to host the Carolina Panthers next Friday night. That'll do it for us now, and we'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.